If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. With all the incredible use cases of ChatGPT, today I want to talk about how ChatGPT is going to disrupt the fitness industry. I want to talk about some of the implications, some of the use cases that people are going to be seeing with this. So without further ado, let's dive into it. So I think one of the key areas that ChatGPT is going to really disrupt in the fitness industry is personal training. So personal trainers, it's a super essential part, of the fitness industry. They provide a one-on-one guidance and support to their clients, right? And so I think that while that is incredibly powerful for service and for helping their clients, progress and stuff, I think it can be really expensive and definitely not everyone can afford it. And speaking as someone who, I have family that works in this space, like I understand kind of the whole dynamic of how that plays out. And so I think that ChatGPT can actually provide an alternative solution for some people, or even a tool that, personal trainers can harness. I think as far as just offering an alternative solution though, I think that it can obviously offer people personalized workout plans and advice based on an individual's fitness goals and preferences, right? So you could go to ChatGPT and say, this is where I'm at right now with my fitness goals. This is historically what I've tried to do, maybe what I've struggled with. You could give it all the same kind of data, all the same kind of information that you would tell a personal trainer, and have it build out these really personalized workout plans, give you advice. And, it's getting all of this information from this massive corpus of text of online data that it's already trained off of. There's a lot of this kind of content online. And so I think it's going to be a really powerful tool there. And the other thing that, people bring up a lot with ChatGPT is that with a trainer, of course, you want to respect their time and whatnot, but with ChatGPT, this is something that is available 24/7 if you need advice or tips or whatever. So it can be a pretty powerful tool, I believe. So I think another area that ChatGPT is going to disrupt in fitness is fitness tracking. So fitness trackers have become really popular over years. They've helped individuals keep track of their fitness programs. However, not all fitness trackers, I would say, are really created equal. Some of them can be pretty expensive. And I think that ChatGPT can provide a much more affordable kind of like response to this by using, just natural language processing to track an individual's fitness progress. So I think that, individuals, like people could literally just put their fitness data into ChatGPT and they could get insights and recommendations based off of you know, where they've been at. Now, that being said, it's important to remember when you talk to ChatGPT, it doesn't just remember everything you've ever learned and puts it into a giant database like of, you know, information you've given it. Like I've seen some journalists online allude to or be frustrated that it doesn't do that. So I think you could have like one of your chats on the sidebar of ChatGPT that is like your fitness tracking. And every day you're like, hey, today I like, you know, I was able to lift this much more weight and I pushed myself in this area based off of, you know, where we've been on this mega conversation. What would you recommend next? And you could get this huge thing. And then, you know, if your conversation just gets too massive, you could start summarizing it, breaking it down, maybe making a new chat and just saying, I'm at this place. What should I do next? So I think that like in a fitness, it's like sounds weird to use ChatGPT as a fitness tracker, but I think that people will actually be doing this. And I think it's going to be able to give them advice, like especially if you're giving it data, like I can lift, I can bench this much. This is my diet. This is what I'm working on. This is my workout plan. And, you know, I was able to push myself up to this level. What would you recommend I do next? I think it's going to be able to give you responses. So this will be interesting. I think another area that it's going to disrupt in fitness is just customer service. This is an area that, you know, gyms have to deal a lot with as far as customer service goes. So ChatGPT, I'm not even going to go ahead and explain that. If you've seen, maybe I'll make a podcast all about customer service, but there's a ton of different customer service bots. ChatGPT is really popular for those. So I think that'll be a big area. I also think that the ChatGPT has the potential to transform really the fitness industry by providing like essentially it's just giving personalized solutions to individuals without the need for physical trainers or expensive equipment, right? You could even tell it like, these are my goals. This is the equipment I have, or I don't have any equipment, like push-ups and pull-ups, like what should I do? Or like all those kinds of things, right? So I think it's going to be able to really give you personalized ideas, workouts, all that kind of stuff based off of all the data you give it. Like you tell it what your meal plan is, you tell it what you know, workout equipment you have, you tell it what you've been able to historically do in the past. And I think it's going to be able to give some pretty powerful things. However, that being said, I think it's important to note that ChatGPT obviously isn't like a replacement for physical trainers altogether. I think it's more of a tool that is going to be able to provide people with a lot of guidance, support, kind of on their whole fitness journey. I still think fitness trainers are going to be really useful, beneficial. These people have so much experience in the industry, and they're really going to be able to help get down to the nitty gritty with people, keep them motivated in a way that a self, you know, led fitness bot or, you know, chat bot online is not going to be able to do. Like your ChatGPT is not going to send you a text every morning, you know, telling you to do X, Y, and Z, or call you up on Friday and say like, how has your week been? Is there anything I can do to help? So obviously, I would say that there's definitely limitations. This isn't a full-on replacement, but I think it is going to really be able to disrupt a lot. It's going to make this a lot more affordable, and it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out in the industry overall.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.